This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of billionaire would you be, J-Lo?
I would be one that you would never really see because I would be out on a beach somewhere, out on a bay somewhere. I would look scruffy with a gray beard and long hair, and I'd have a fishing shirt buttoned maybe all the way to my unbuttoned all the way to the middle of my stomach.
Well, that sounds like not much change there as far as the wardrobe.
I'd have a better boat. I'd donate a lot of money, and I'd have a big old house on the water.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be more Fertitta, Crane, or McNair?
I'd be more that billionaire that nobody even knows.
We'll pick one of those.
Fertitta, Crane, or Cal. Probably more Crane. He's a little bit more in the background, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he is. Figgy, what kind of billionaire would you be?
I would be more laid back, more normal, not flashy at all.
Such a lie.
I would own such a lot a of businesses.
Bro,
but
you go by Figgy Fig, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me you wouldn't be flashy if you had billions? If you had 20K in your pockets right now just in cash. You're telling me a guy that goes by the name Figgy Fig is going to be less flashy?
I want to grab all that attention because I got millions and billions, but I just want to be laid back on and be chill. I want to be normal.
There you go.
Normal.
And you are the strangest billionaire I've ever heard.
All right, so this
you
is what
you want
I would
to
have.
Rebuild basically an assassination den.
Sure. Everybody knows where Lincoln got assassinated. Lincoln got assassinated, you know, overlooking the theater, and he was in that presidential suite. I want a house where the second floor is my entire bedroom, and it's a huge bedroom. It's a massive bedroom. There's so much going on there that you can't even imagine. I got gold sheets. I got all that kind of stuff just looking great in my bedroom, and you actually have to use your handprint to get into my bedroom. Like, you can't just go in the bedroom. It's got to be like a voice activation thing. Outside of my bedroom, you open two doors and you basically enter a presidential suite, much like the one that Lincoln got shot in.
This is bizarre. I don't care who you are.
And there's seats right there in the presidential suite, and it's basically looking straight ahead to a theater room with a big movie projection, maybe some multiple TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a theater room where there are normal seats where people can watch it in a nice home theater. But me, I get to go straight to my bedroom into that theater room with surround sound, almost like a movie theater. And I just get to go out there and sit in the presidential suite from my bedroom.
What is this fascination with a place where a president got shot in the back of the head?
It's more about just the presidential suite and the way in which you're observing an event. So you get to, you know, you basically get to watch
this
the event.
Is so strange.
And it's just baller to come out of your bedroom while everyone. So it's like, hey, guys, want to come over and watch the game? Sure. So we turn on the game. I help them turn on the theater in the theater room. It's the hugest screen you've ever seen. There's like surround sound, like AMC movie style / IMAX. And everybody's excited. And I say, all right, guys, I'll be back. I go up the stairs. No, I take the elevator. I don't even go up the stairs. I take the private elevator up to my bedroom. I walk into my bedroom. I walk towards that entrance. I open the doors. And all of a sudden, as everybody's watching the game, landlocked sitting there in the Abe Lincoln-style presidential suite.
Are you going to have a top hat?
The game. Huh?
How are you going to have a top hat?
No, I'm not going to wear a top hat. That does not end well. I'm not going to have a top hat. I'm probably going to be wearing like a robe or something like that, maybe some slides. And then I'm going to be sitting there watching that, and I'm going to have movie popcorn. So I'm going to have a movie popcorn maker to where I can eat my favorite snack, movie popcorn, and I'm going to be watching the game there from the presidential suite in my massage chair right there, just watching, overlooking like Abe Lincoln was overlooking all the peasants before he got shot by John Wilkes Booth. Loophole brought up that Abe Lincoln's not dead. He's actually chilling with Tupac.
Well, I don't know about
that's something nobody's talking about.
That is absolutely something nobody's talking about.
I think think Lincoln's death is pretty cut and dry. I didn't know there was too many mysteries to that. But speaking of legends, Landry Locker, John Lopez, mm-hmm. Figgy Fig with you, talking about the life of a billionaire. John Lopez has a nice little tale about one of the biggest legends in the history of cinema, John Wayne. And this was motivated by Rappin' Duke, who brought up John Wayne. John Lopez has a tale about the great John Wayne.
This is one of the funniest things ever.
Don't oversell it. Tell me a story, OG.
Thank you, I will. It's not involving me, obviously, because this was even before I was born.
I thought you were.
Well, hold on. I think you're going to like it. My oldest cousin, he was like a brother to me. He's the one that got attacked by a tiger in Vietnam. We've talked about him before, Adrian. So the year was 1960. Okay, so this is 2 years before I was even born, and this movie was being made.
Arson?
Yeah, Davey.
Take it away.
Yes, sir.
What are whistles?
You know what movie?
Where's your Dusty?
I don't drink.
Not ever?
No.
No idea.
So the Alamo.
What percentage of our audience do you think heard that? I'm just asking you, John, because you're one of the hardest working guys in this studio, and sometimes you do like some production on the fly. I'm just asking you, like, what percentage of our audience you think heard that and said, oh, okay, that movie?
I bet you 35%.
713-572-4610. Not trying to back.
But they knew it was John
though.
Wayne.
You said it.
No, I'm saying you hear that voice and you know it's John Wayne. That's why Rappin' Duke comes in. Rappin' Duke may even have to call after this story.
Oh, he will.
So they filmed The Alamo in 1960 in Brackettville, Texas. Okay? They built an entire set that looked like The Alamo. They didn't film it in San Antonio. A few scenes, but the actual battle scenes and all that in Brackettville, Texas, which is a nowhere town, even to today. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's a very small town. You can look it up sometime. Well, I told you that Adrian grew up with us, and I wasn't even born yet, but I've heard this story a bunch of times. He grew up with us. His mom would actually make food and lunches for a lot of the ranch hands around that area. That's what she did before they moved in with us, okay? And so she would pack lunches and her son, Adrian, her oldest son, my cousin, would drive an old truck, 1950-something truck, around to where the ranch hands were and drop off lunches, okay? So, they were near Brackettville. John Wayne was in Brackettville with some cast members and his handlers or whatever. And I looked this up because I didn't believe it, but I remember looking this up a few years ago. John Wayne would smoke up to 100 cigarettes a day.
Come on, man.
Look it up yourself.
How do you do that?
Look it up yourself.
No, I'm sure they say it, but man, how would you do that?
It's 1960.
And keep that voice?
That's how he got that voice. So John Wayne would smoke up to 100 cigarettes a day. Well, his handler, his person, whatever, you know, at his trailer, ran out of cigarettes. And they 100. were still in the midst of filming some big scene. I don't even know the details of it. So he sees my 13-year-old, he might have been 12 or 13-year-old cousin driving a truck. I didn't mention that. He would drive the truck. He was 12 years old or 13 years old and drive these lunches around, you know, to the workers, you know, around the ranch or whatever. John Wayne had to have some more cigarettes. So he gave, but they couldn't go get them because they didn't know where to go to get all these cigarettes. They didn't have enough for John Wayne. So he saw my cousin Adrian and gave him $200 and said, you know, however he said it, partner, go buy me 10 cartons of cigarettes. And when you talk about like the difference between 1960 and now, you got a 13-year-old driving a truck through all these ranch, you know, all these ranch hands and all this other stuff. John Wayne snags him and tells a 13-year-old to go buy 10 cartons of cigarettes. So where do you go? So he starts driving to all these little towns in the truck at 13 with $200, $250, whatever it was from John Wayne, ends up putting together 10 cartons of cigarettes from various stores in the area. So I think he said it cost like something like $35, $40 for 10 cartons of cigarettes at the time. So my 13-year-old cousin ended up keeping $200, $250, or whatever it was, gave John Wayne 10 cartons of cigarettes so he could get through the rest of the couple of days.
Wow.
100 cigarettes a day.
Can I interest you in some stats?
Yes.
Assuming that John Wayne just stays up 24 hours a day mm-hmm. and he never sleeps, mm-hmm. like this guy never sleeps, not at all, mm-hmm. he would have to smoke a cigarette every 14 minutes to smoke 100 cigarettes a day.
They light one with the other one back in the day.
Assuming that he gets 8 hours of sleep. Assuming that he gets 8 hours of sleep. Let's mm-hmm. say John Wayne gets his 8 hours of beauty sleep because mm-hmm. he's got to be ready for the set. To smoke 100 cigarettes.
He ain't getting 8 hours.
Well, let's just pretend. Let's just give him a little bit more rest. Maybe he would. Maybe he would have lasted a little bit longer. But let's just give him 8 hours of sleep. To smoke 100 cigarettes, he would have to smoke a cigarette every 9.6 minutes.
That's very doable. That
you know, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You told me that. That's awesome.
Not once.
That's awesome.
Not one time.
Left-handed?
Well, you know, it is what
but
it is.
But think about that today. You got a big movie star.
Does it have to be left-handed?
I don't know why they say that.
Yeah, why do they say
that? I don't know why they say that.
I don't think I've really seen very many left-handed guys rolling up that
You got John
Marahucci.
Wayne. You got John Wayne, 13-year-old, driving a truck, buying 10 cartons of cigarettes, driving to all these other towns, and he's smoking up to 100 cigarettes a day.
That's insane. It's absolutely crazy. That's Tales with the OG. You don't get those anywhere else. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Trust issues. There are some trust issues with some prominent people in town. How far is too far for people to act out their trust issues? And there's a middle-aged white man stereotype that's got to stop. It happened again this morning. We'll discuss next.
Race car! This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.